City Council member Andy Bierman said they're not passing a ban on plastic bags. For now, they're relying on persuasion and education.
Yeah, at this point, the city wasn't quite ready to be regulator on this. We are letting Recycle Utah take point, and we are just supporting them with a resolution and some funding. And we're asking for a voluntary effort among the stores in town and the community members to participate in this. And we're going to wait and see. And on Earth Day 2015, we're going to make a decision whether we need to follow this up with some actual regulations or restrictions, or whether we feel like the voluntary effort has enough legs and is moving forward. We're going to have quarterly check-ins. One of the things we don't have prepared at this point is baselines to know what our bag use is. And we're going to be meeting with the stores to establish that. And then at our next check-in, which is going to be probably late this year, we're going to look at those baselines and make some firm goals as to what sort of reductions we'd like to see in single-use bags.
He said he'd like to see a total reduction in the use of plastic bags, but it will take a while for that to happen.
One of the challenges, it's easier to train residents because they'll have their bags here, but it's much harder to deal with a large part of our population, which is the tourists that come through. So we're going to be working with the shuttle companies to get bags in shuttles. We're going to be working with the hotels to get them in the rooms. And we're really going to push not only the residents, but the tourists to participate in this. And we're probably going to have to tweak the program. We're going to see how it goes and make some adjustments But our goal is to heavily reduce it. Personally, I'd like to see a 50% reduction in that period or better.
In other business, the council interviewed candidates for its Public Arts Advisory Board and held a closed session afterward, but council has not announced the appointments yet. In the interviews, they asked applicants how they feel about graffiti, especially given the picture left on Main Street, supposedly done by the internationally known guerrilla artist Banksy. Bierman said the candidates were somewhat conflicted.
Because they don't believe in graffiti or unapproved or guerrilla art, so to speak, but they are all fans of Banksy. So I'm not sure we got a firm answer other than I think everybody is concerned that that's something that could creep and quickly art could become graffiti if it's not the right folks doing it.
Graffiti is acceptable as long as it's done by some world-renowned artist?
I don't think anybody went so far as to say that, but I think it has become an icon on the street, and we're happy to have it. So like I said, I think everybody was conflicted, and that's a difficult, that's one of those sort of special exceptions that's very difficult to make a policy for. But the city does not allow graffiti, and I think we'll hold to that for the most part.
Finally, they received about 24 students from Courchevel, France, Park City's sister city. The group urged Park City to increase the exchanges with the town.
I think they would like to do more exchanges within the community. They would like to work with the resorts and perhaps do some employment programs. They ask if government would be interested in exchanging ideas and potentially taking trips back and forth. And we'll have to see where that grows.
Park City Council member Andy Bierman. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.